successful. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Nobody rises above what they are thinking. You cannot be thinking that you will make it and not make it. If you think you will not make it, then you will not make it. Hallelujah. If you think rich, riches will be attracted to you. Hallelujah. But if you think poor, poverty will be attracted to you. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. That's why how you think controls what you speak. How you are thinking about a situation will control how you speak about that situation. How you are thinking about it is a manifestation of how you understand it. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14. We are going to read verse 1 to 9, and then we'll run down to verse 22 to 24. Shall we rise on our feet with our Bibles in our hands? When you come into the house of God, you need to have a Bible. Praise the Lord. For those who don't have a Bible in their hands, if you don't have a Bible here, please raise up your hand. If you don't have a Bible, can we get the ushers to check for some Bibles available and give to those who do not have? Please be fast about it. Do we have Bibles there? No. How come? Ushers, please do your work as unto the Lord from today. The Lord grant you the grace in Jesus' name. Please share with somebody next to you. I want everyone to keep their eyes on the Word of God. This church is not a church where anybody is going to be looking unto the pastor for everything. Hear me well and hear me today. This is a church that is going to teach you how to get everything that you have in the Bible and make it your own. That's this church. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
We have a mandate, and our mandate is to become a people of dominion. I can't dominate for you. Hallelujah. You will have to do it for yourself. Praise the Lord. But I can show you how. That's why God gives us pastors. To give us what? Knowledge and understanding. The action is your own. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's how people grow in grace and in the Lord. That's how you grow. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The disciples of Jesus Christ had to learn that in a very, very hard way. That was why when Jesus left them, they were confused people. They had a massive sense of loss. They didn't know their right from their left. Because they all depended on Jesus. He was the miracle worker. Praise the Lord. He was the prophet that said a thing and it came to pass in their lives. And so when they were confused, they didn't know what to do. They went back into fishing. Even the one that was a medical doctor among them went with fishermen. You can see how confused they were. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why he said, when I go, I will send you another comforter. Glory be to Jesus. So that when you have the Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
That's why the word of God is important to all of us. We will read from verse 1 to 9. 1 to go. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we have died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore had the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? That's what confused people say. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through and searched is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not. Let somebody say, rebel not. Ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Every challenge you face is your bread. Ah, glory be to Jesus. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Help me tell your neighbor, fear them not.
Fear them.
Go to two or three people and say, fear them not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, let's run down to verse 22. Verse 22. One to go. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, but my servant Onuinka, Magarabashete, but my servant, say, first of all, mention your name. You see the reason why everybody must read this. But my servant, Karabashete, Mareba Seke, Reba Shata Raba. I don't know about you. I am blessed beyond a curse. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But my servant, Spirit of the Living God, you are so wonderful. Thank you for opening our eyes today to behold wondrous things in the Word of God. You are at liberty to do that which God Himself has planned, proposed to do with this Word in our lives today. We permit you to do it. And we thank you because you are even able to do exceeding abundantly above all that is in our thoughts and even in our prayers. Thank you for doing much more. In Jesus' name we pray. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. We are well able. Thank you, Lord. Say it to yourself, I am well able.
I am well able.
This story is such an important story. I read it as often as I can because I draw a lot of encouragement as well as I'm challenged by it in my walk with God. From time to time, God will bring a situation that will challenge our faith. God will expose us to circumstances where we need to make a choice. Circumstances that will demand for your confidence in God. As you are seated here, if you've been walking with the Lord for some time, you will agree with me that you have been faced with such situations and circumstances in your life that you will have to show whether you believe God or you don't believe Him. Praise the Lord. Everything that God has promised to us as His children, His grace made it available to us. And we know what grace is. Grace is God's riches. Amen. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is God's riches. The riches, the glory of God, the magnificence of God, the excellency of God, the authority and the power of God, the blessings of God are given to us at the expense of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's what grace is. So whatsoever grace has made available to us, it will take faith to deliver it to us. It will take faith to deliver it to you. Whatever God has promised, hallelujah, it will take faith to deliver it to us. So whatever grace provided, faith delivers. Whatever grace provided, faith delivers. Say it with me. Whatever grace provided, faith delivers. One more time. Whatever grace provided, faith delivers. Say it one more time. Praise the Lord. So if you have not embraced the grace, for the Bible says we are saved by grace. Grace saved us. Praise the Lord. So if you are not saved, there is no need for faith. Because faith has nothing to deliver. Grace makes available the promises of God. It becomes our inheritance through grace. Is somebody following God here? Everything Jesus died to give to us, whether it is your healing, whether it is salvation of your soul, praise the Lord, whether it is prosperity, protection, preservation, promotion, progress, whatsoever it is, that's what we have inherited, but it will depend on our faith in that word of promise for it to come to pass in our lives. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Today, I want to zero in on that area of what really prevents believers, Christians, from coming into what God has blessed them with. Coming into their own inheritance. Hallelujah. Coming into those blessings that God has already paid the price to give to us. Amen. No one here is richer than the other. No one here is stronger than the other person. No one here is more protected or more favored than the other person. Praise the Lord. No one. We all got the same inheritance. But faith would deliver to you. Praise the Lord. So it's not a question of I lack this, I lack that. It is a question of do I believe that it is mine? Glory be to Jesus. Do I believe that I am well and able to go for what I believe it is mine? Can you go for it? All kinds of forces have been released by Satan. All kinds of forces, spiritual forces, and including human agents, have been released by the enemy to stop us from entering into the promised land. All manner of forces that the enemy has released. Because he knows what God has given us. He knows what is written in the will. You see, that's why you will shoot yourself in the foot if you don't know what is in the will that has been left for you. Because your adversary knows what is there. He knows that God has given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He knows that we are heir of salvation. We have an inheritance. He knows that healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. He knows that God has given us the land. Psalm 115 and verse 16 tells us, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The earth God gave to the children of men. And he said it in his mission statement to us. Go and have dominion over it. Multiply and subdue all the vast resources of the earth. Praise the Lord. What was God doing then? He was handing ownership rights to you and I. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. I pray the Holy Ghost will give you understanding today. The earth he has given to the children of men. Glory be to Jesus. We have stewardship rights here. We have stewardship responsibilities over the earth. It's been given unto us. That's why when God gives you an instruction, my brethren, and say, go and take that land because I've given it to you. Hello. You should change yourself if you don't. Amen. If God says, you said you are praying, Lord, give me a job. Open doors. We prayed earlier. God, give us open doors. What kind of open door do you want, my brother, my sister? Open door for a job? Open door for marriage? Open door for new business? What it is? Open door for financial breakthrough? Open door for your family to be saved? What is your open door? When God says to you, I've opened the door for you, you don't turn back because you got there and the door was shut. Glory be to Jesus. There are some things I want to reveal to you today. And I've prayed for you that from today going forward, you will never be timid in your life. Amen. You will never be defeated.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because God did not plan defeat for you. It's not his plan. David said, once I have heard, twice I believe. I heard it once, I believe it twice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The power belongs to God. 2 days ago, I was having lunch with some lovely Christian ladies, and one of them was saying something about God and said, if you truly believe what God has said, if you truly believe that all power belongs to God, you will never struggle to receive man's help. You will never be looking for how you will manipulate to get anything. You will never be struggling to come to know somebody because what you need is in their hand. You will not struggle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this lady was sharing a testimony of how she got a contract, a government contract. Said, I didn't know anybody. I don't know the governor. I don't know. I'm even a woman. But all I knew was that God promised me that in this state where he led me to, on this ground will yield its increase to me. She took the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when she stepped on that land, she said, she commanded the land, you will yield your increase to me. Because I believe that power belongs unto God. You see, you will see a shut door because you still think power belongs to man. The day you come to understand that power belongs to God, then you know that if the door is physically shut, supernaturally it will be open. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
They said people were bidding for contracts. She met someone who wanted to build, you know, a personal house. She built the house. When her season came, beloved, please, when God has spoken, when God speaks to you, whenever God gives you instruction, I want you to know it is because it is done. Please, believe it today. It is because it is done. If God has not given you the instruction, he has not given you the word, it's a different thing. But once you hear the word of God, it means it is already done, regardless of what is between your beginning and the end of it. It's already done. God declares the end from the beginning. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. God is not going to say a word to you and say, well, let's be watching it to see how it goes. You know, you can go to people and say, ah, brother, please help me in this way. Say, well, I'm expecting something, but let's see how it goes. That's man. God does not talk like that. God knows the end. So he declares the end from the beginning. And then he takes you on a journey to reach the end that he had previously declared from the beginning. Glory be to Jesus. When God told Joseph, Joseph said, I had a dream. God gave me a dream. I'm going to be a leader. I just see myself as the head and not the tail. People didn't believe. His family didn't believe. His father didn't believe. But between him and God, once you are in agreement with God, it is done. God already declared that he was going to be prime minister from the beginning. When he was still in his father's house, he had shown him what the end will be. Glory be to Jesus. Because God is the one that speaks the things that are not, that have not appeared. He speaks it into existence. Praise the Lord. The things that be not as though they are. And he believed it. He didn't allow anybody to change his mind. Guess what? God told him he was going to be a leader. The first manifestation was that he became a slave. The way up is down. So that by the time he gets up, he gets there in the character of God. You know, Joshua had to go through what he went through because he would never have forgiven his brothers if he didn't go through it. When he went into the pit, when he went into the prison, by the time he got to the palace, his pride was cracked. His will was crushed. And the only thing that existed in his life was the power of God. So when they came and the devil said, ah, they did this to you, let me punish them. He knew, if it hadn't been God that was on my side, I wouldn't even make it to this point. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to God today? This lady. Somebody saw the work that she did. One day the governor was passing. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness. Look, when God wants to bless you, forget about the person. It doesn't matter where you are. Let me tell your neighbor, please. It does not matter where you are now. It doesn't matter. You may feel that where you are nobody. You are nothing. You don't have anything. You are not even, there is nothing good about you. Nothing you do happen. Nothing happens. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be at the back of the desert. But when your season comes, the desert cannot hold you back. He will have to give you up. The governor himself saw the display of the work of her hands and said, who built that building? Who built that? Go and find out. Makarabashiti. Mary, you see, Bible is so much alive. The word of God here is truly life and spirit. Everything there is for our example. Amen. It's for our example. Don't think it happened to Joseph, that's Joseph. Don't think it happened to David, that is David. What God did then, he can do today. Hallelujah. He has never and will never lose his performing ability. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when David was in the back of the desert, nobody recognized him. Nobody knew. But God raised somebody. This week, may God raise a voice that will prepare the ground for your needs and your desires to be met. In the mighty name of Jesus. They came calling him where he was. He wasn't around the palace. So you don't have to go near one uncle that you know. Please just take picture with me. So that when they know that I know you, they will give me the contract. Hello? Favor is from God. Promotion is from him. David was sent for. They will send for you. Once you choose which side you belong today, after that God reveals his truth to you, they will truly send for you. In the name of Jesus. They searched for this lady. They found her. Hallelujah. And brought her to see the governor that she has never seen before. And the governor said, "You did that. I saw it. And we have this project. Call the PAMSEC. That job that is bring the fire. I want you to give it to this woman." Hello? It was a 70 million naira project. She said, "I don't even have a kobo." Glory. "I do not even have one kobo." But God showed up. Glory be to Jesus. Because somebody believed when she got to the land, the earth he has given to the children of men. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The earth he has given to the children of men. And declared upon that land, "You will yield your increase to me." You think the land does not have ears to hear? They will hear the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They will always. That's why it's good for you to know what is in the will for you. If you know your will, you will declare it in front of negative circumstances that you are seeing around your life. Praise the Lord. "Hey, but I declared it yesterday, but I didn't see anything. In fact, today it grew worse." Stick to the plan. Help me tell your neighbor, stick to the plan. Keep declaring it. You see, the devil wants you to stop. And he can even want to make the situation worse. The devil has no new tricks. If you read the Bible, you will see that this is how it operates. But the good news is, for the children of God who never stop believing their Father, it will surely end in praise and victory for you. That's it. It's there. When it was time to release the children of Israel from 430 years bondage, the day that Moses came and said, "I command you to let the people go," he made their task even worse. Was that not what happened? Pharaoh said, "In fact, what you are even providing for them, don't provide it. Let them go and look for it. Let them look for the cement themselves. They will go to Dangote and go and buy the cement. They will carry it on their head to build the pyramids. Say we are still supplying cement. We are not supplying again." So he made it worse. He increased their suffering. Hallelujah. But there's somewhere in the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible says that the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Can I hear an amen? So we know that our lives will not end in suffering. It's going to end in glory. So devil, bring it on. Increase the task. Hello. We are well able. say it to yourself, I am well able. Say it 7 times until you believe it in your spirit. Let it go down into your spirit. I am well able. And so shall it be for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That was how that lady got a contract that set her exactly where God wants her to be. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. There is nothing impossible for God to do. We are the ones that are putting the limiting brakes on God. By what we are thinking, by what we are speaking, and by how we understand our situation. But today, God is giving you understanding of who you are and whose you are. And I've said it before, the day that you know and accept who you are and whose you belong to, then you will know that whatever fight that the adversary brings your way is going to be from a place of rest. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. From a place of rest. Why? Because I'm resting in God. Amen. God is good. So as rightful owners, we must acknowledge who we are and whose we are. Acknowledge it. I'm a child of God. I've been accepted as God's child. I am adopted into the beloved. Praise the Lord. I am a kingdom citizen. Glory be to God. I'm a person of dominion. I want us to look at these are our texts, the story of these children of Israel, more closely today. Are you following God? Yes, sir. Amen. 12 people were sent. 10 of them came back and preached a gospel that caused millions of people to be derailed. That's why, beloved, be careful what you speak. Whether you know it or not know it today, there are people whose destinies are tied to your own. You may not know them. Their destinies are tied. God has already prearranged that. That through you, they will come to see him as a savior, as a deliverer, as a healer. The song the choir sang today said, this is what I call you because this is who I know you as. It's a testimony. I call you Savior. Your name is Savior because you have been a Savior to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I call you awesome because you have done awesome things in my life. But awesome things don't just fall on your laps. Amen. Amen. It will demand your fight. It will demand from you your confidence in God's promise. It will demand the understanding of who you are and who you belong to. Glory be to Jesus. It will demand your faith in what God has promised. So whatever God said, I will prosper, and this thing is not just going to fall on your laps. Stop believing lies. Whoever told you that lied to you. Hallelujah. Because oppositions are already released. The day that God makes a promise to you and tells you and gives you a prophetic word, get ready. Because somebody is going to fight. So you must be ready. That's why the Bible says, I've given you this, but you need to contend. You have to contend. Contend for your life. You need to tell the devil, you can't take me out. You didn't bring me here. So no devil can kill you. Praise the Lord. If you die, you are finished. You are done here. Praise the Lord. You can't kill me. But we have to get to that point. You have to get to that point and talk to the devil like that. If you don't, the devil will know that you are not serious. Then we'll still hold on to what belongs to you. The Bible says all things are yours. All things are yours. Help me tell your neighbor, all things are yours. Praise the Lord. But you must fight a good fight of faith. That even in the face of contrary manifestation, you are still believing a positive result. Hallelujah. Amen. As I don't know how I'm going to eat this afternoon, but I know that God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. Glory be to Jesus. And you don't know what to eat. I remember when leaders, I think it was the last one we went to, that all of a sudden they said they were not going to give us breakfast. And at the meeting there, and I just said, all I know is we're going to eat breakfast tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And tomorrow actually came. And they came and said, we are giving you breakfast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are going to praise him now. Hallelujah. If you believe that all power belongs to God, you will never surrender to whatever the enemy is saying. You will never surrender to any contrary desire. Anything that does not go with what you desire, what God has promised you, you will not settle for it. You will never settle for less than God's best for your life. Praise the Lord. You know, when Christians are talking confidently, people who don't know God, they will think that you are proud. It's not pride. It's not arrogance. It is confidence in God. When you know him, there is no way you will not talk confidently. Hallelujah. But look at these people. Hello? Like many of us today, you can look at them and say, these people said, after all that God did for them, guess what? After all that God has done for you, then you are faced with one situation, one challenge in your life now, and you think that God cannot help you. If he helped you then, he can help you now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 10 people cause all that, millions of people to perish. They cause them, they hinder them from entering into their own promise. I'm going to ask you a hard, cold question today. And I want you to ask yourself that question. If you have a biro and a paper today, write it down and put your face to that question every morning you wake up. Am I an infection or am I a vaccine? You will ask yourself, if you do not want to be an infection, infecting other people with unbelief, with fear, with timidity, then you must be a vaccine. How many of you took vaccination when you are young? They will say, come and take polio vaccination, take this vaccination, take that vaccination. You see people in green and white going around houses asking, do you have babies here so that we can vaccinate them? Hallelujah. Shield them and protect them. Are you a vaccine or you are an infection? The 10 spies were infections. Praise the Lord. But only two of them were the vaccines. Let's read it. Put your eye to it. Only Jacob, only Joshua and Caleb. Numbers 14 and verse 7. Please let somebody quickly read it to us. They speak unto them. Yes, what did they say? It is an exceeding good land. Did you hear what they said? Yes. Glory be to Jesus. Now hear their report. Some people came and said, it's not possible. We are not able. Some people came and said, let's quickly go. We can't wait. Hallelujah. Because once God has spoken, we believe that it is done. Praise the Lord. You receive vaccination because you really truly believe it's going to prevent infection in your life. That's why you took it. Because you believe it. Praise the Lord. Some of us find it easier to believe even some things that men say than to believe what God says. Some of us find it easier to even believe the devil than to believe what the word of God. You just imagine it. You open your email. You see email from Jumia. Clearance sale. Hello, somebody. 80% off televisions. Glory be to Jesus. 85% off leather shoes. You quickly click. You want to do. You begin to search. They said it's 80%. It's starting on so day. Midnight. You won't sleep. You set an alarm to wake up at that 12 midnight because you just must partake of that nyafu nyafu. Amen. Why would you deprive yourself of your necessary sleep? You believe what Jumia said. You believe that they meant what they said and that they will deliver on what they said. You believed it. Praise the Lord. Why are you struggling with what God said about you? That you will make it. That you are not the tail, you are the head. That I will prosper you. That you are healed by my stripes. That I will never leave you nor forsake you. That I will promote you. I will protect you. I will preserve you. I will provide for you. Why do you doubt him? And believe Jumia. We must tell ourselves the truth here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Because there are forces that have been released. And some of them are these naysayers. That's why you need to watch the company that you keep. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. But a companion of foolish people, they shall be destroyed. The Israelites listened to the gospel from the 10 people and they never inherited their blessings. Only the generation of Joshua and Caleb inherited it. Why? God himself testified of them. He said, but in these people, there is another spirit in them. What is that spirit? The spirit of faith. Hallelujah. The spirit of faith. He said, they obey me fully. They are confident that if I say something, I'm going to do it. They believed me. They never doubted me. Glory be to Jesus. And God said, I will bring them into that land. Not only them, but their generations unborn. Oh. Be careful what you say. Because if you don't want to enter, don't cause me to miss my own. Please tell your neighbor, don't cause me to miss my blessing. Let me just mention one or two things and we close from there. Did you get anything today, beloved? Hallelujah. So some things that we must learn from the experiences of these people. Some didn't get the blessing. Some got the blessing. Because some got it because they believed. And those who didn't get it because they doubted God. There is nothing that infuriates God more than people who don't believe him. And that was why God himself said, I will disinherit them. We read it. I will disinherit these people. Why? He said, because after all that I've done, I have saved you. You are born again. I have given everything. I gave you my son. He died and is alive today. I gave you all the vast resources of heaven. Use it for your benefit. I gave you his blood. You can call on his blood. You can call on his name. You can call on angelic ministry. Can I hear an amen? You can speak my word to every situation that you are faced or you encounter in any area of your life endeavor. I gave you all that. I now even gave you my spirit to dwell on the inside of you. To teach you all things. To show you which way to go. What to do and what not to do. Glory be to Jesus. And yet you still do not believe. He said they can't inherit. May that not be your portion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we need to be careful. So let me quickly run through this. How the people that believed, how were they able to do it? Number one, they did not give excuses. They did not give excuses. Just like I said, you hear instruction from God, it is done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Regardless of whatever it is that is in front of you. You seize the moment. When God speaks, it is the time. Praise the Lord. It is the time. Stop dilly-dallying. There are no perfect conditions in life. There are no perfect conditions. I said that to you last Sunday. Ecclesiastes 11, chapter 11 and verse 4. He that is observing it, you won't so. It's me like it's going to rain today, so I won't go out. I won't come to church. There are no perfect conditions. Conditions are only perfect based on the word of God. Once God says it, it is a perfect condition. It does not matter who is there. So you won't say, oh, there are giants in the place. We are not able. No, you are able. Why? Because God said it is time. It is somebody's season. May you seize your season. Because if you seize your season, you will meet your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. They did not give any form of excuse. Second one, they are not afraid. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says God has not given us a spirit of fear. There is nothing to be afraid of. If there are giants there, know that God has already taken care of the giant. Did we not read it? Beloved, did he not say it? Hear what Caleb said to them. He said, "This God has given us these people for bread. So there is nothing to be, you can't be afraid. What situation is like a giant to you today? You feel it is insurmountable. I can't get, it's not possible. This thing can happen. When you think about it, you are like, your heart wants to break. Hey, is this going to happen? Where will I get what is?" He said, no. They quieted the people. They said, don't even think it. If God has given us this land, whatever it on it is bread to us. Glory be to Jesus. If God says you are going to be promoted in that place of work. The MD becomes your bread. Oh, you don't understand. Glory be to Jesus. You see, you will do yourself a disservice to think that this is pride. It's not pride. It is confidence in God. It's not because I think I'm better than the MD or because I'm... It doesn't matter. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When a young lady, a lab technician in a multi-million naira business said, please, I want to see the MD. I want to see the MD. Because the business was about to be taken over. They were not making money. They were owing on the equipment. Dollars on the equipment they bought. But a Christian, a believer, who is just a lab technician, said, please, I want to see the MD. What do you want to see him for? Please, it is very urgent. I have a message for him. A very urgent message. She waited until very late. As the MD was coming out of his office, she stood in front of him and said, my God has told me this office is not going down. The man looked at him. You know, the MD is already troubled. He said, this office, we are not going down, sir. Thank you for the salary I'm being paid here. God has not provided another job. He said, this is the job. So this place can't go down. He said, I can't go down, sir. Please, sir, can you agree with me? He's not going to go down. Let me pray. And the lady prayed right there. That's how God sent destiny helpers to them. Because one lab technician, understood that power belonged to God. Doesn't belong to anybody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. They did not, they were not afraid. They were not timid. Glory be to Jesus. So what must we learn? Number one, beware of destiny wasters and destiny killers. Those are those people who are bringing infection around you. You want to go on a project, they are not, they will tell you 10 reasons why it's not likely to work. Get away from such people. They will kill your dreams. Praise the Lord. If it does not suit their own timidity and their own fear, they will think that it is not possible. No, it's not that it's not possible. They have no faith. They have no confidence in God. That's why you don't need such people around you. They are not destiny helpers. You know what destiny helpers do? They encourage you. Glory be to Jesus. They tell you that it can be done. They tell you that God is good. They tell you that if you and God are in agreement, there is no dead end. Impossibility will become possible. Those are the people that you need. May God surround you with such people.
Amen.
In your season, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we need. That's why, as children of God, this is our mandate. We are problem solvers. Let it be known about you in the life that God has given you. Let it be known that you encourage people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let it be known of you that you are an encourager. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Life. The world, after you have left, will remember you for either or two things. The problems you help to solve or the problems you help to create. Hello? So the choice is yours. Whether you want to remain an infection or you want to become a vaccine. Praise the Lord. Be like an Elizabeth that encouraged Mary. Amen. Next one. Be God conscious always. Be God conscious. This is so vital. We all must be God conscious. As you are going about your daily responsibilities and duties, carry God with you. Know that the kingdom of God is in you. Know that God is in you. For as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. You need to know that God is with you always, and you must be sensitive to his presence. Praise the Lord. When you are sensitive to his presence, that's when you can call the things that be not as though they are. That if any situation arises on the job and nobody knows what to do, they are confused, you first of all be like Joshua and Caleb. You still the cry of the people. Glory be to Jesus. Even before you know the solution, you tell them there is a solution. And then you go to God and say, Father, provide the solution. You be like Daniel when among all the magicians and the Nebuchadnezzar came and said, I'm going to kill all these astrologers. They don't know my dream. They cannot interpret my dream. They can't do anything. They are useless. I will sack all of them. Hey. Daniel got there. He said, there is a God in heaven. Who revealed secrets. Now, he did not know at the time he was in front of Nebuchadnezzar what the dream was, what was the interpretation. But he first declared. That's why you see, you need to intimidate what is intimidating you. You first of all tell them about how big your God is. Glory be to Jesus. You tell the devil, hello. One with God is majority. There is nothing you can do. The Son of God that says free is free indeed. I've already escaped all your useless things that you are doing. Guess what? You are going to end in the lake of fire. But I am going to be dancing in heaven with Jesus. Praise the Lord. You say, then you get into your closet. You say, Father, you are the God that reveals secrets. Reveal these secrets unto me. Amen? Amen. Give me the wisdom of how to get out of this naughty situation. And God gave it to Daniel. But the next time he met with Nebuchadnezzar, he not only interpreted the dream, he told him exactly what the dream was. Hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be God conscious. You are a God carrier. Makaya Bashada. Next one. Because majority of people say something or are doing something does not mean God is in it. 10 people preach a gospel of fear. 2 people preached a gospel of faith. Millions followed the 10. They must believe that if majority are going this way, that must be the right way. Don't live like that. Live by the direction of God. Live based on the word of God. Hallelujah. I've preached here on the issue of being sentiment. Using sentiments to make decisions. It will derail your destiny. Hello? It will derail it. Look at Jonathan. Look at Jonathan. He had to make a real serious destiny decision. Should I follow David? Because I believe that he is the next king of Israel. Or do I follow my father who has already told me I'm the heir to the throne? You don't get it. Jonathan is to take the throne after King Saul. He's King Saul's son. So the son takes the throne after the father. He's been prepared to take the throne. By the revelation of the Spirit, he got to know this guy is God's choice. Even though in the natural, I am supposed to be the king. But spiritually speaking, it is his. And he decided to align with David, even against his own father. Praise the Lord. Follow the truth. Live by the word of God. Don't live by its majority. The fact that people are doing things, it is the trend, does not mean that God allows it. Praise the Lord. Where are you getting your information about your life and your future from? Social media. What people are doing. Everybody is saying this, so it must be right. Ah, what the husband said, what the wife said, ah, this one is true. Which one concerns you? I need to enter into my own inheritance. Glory be to Jesus. I'm not going to be distracted from what is happening in somebody else's family. I need to guard my family. I need to guard my children and tell the devil, you can't have my home. You can't have my children. You can't have my business. You can't have my health. It belongs to me, and I'm well and able to take it back. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We are a people of dominion, and we are well able. I said we are well able.
Amen.
So live by the word of God. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 and verse 2. What did he say to us? He said the word was preached to them. It was also preached unto us. But it did not profit them. Why? Because they did not mix it with faith. They are mixing it with number. All the people are going into that place. Me too, I need to be there. Something must be happening. That's why there are thousands of people there. It doesn't follow. Glory be to Jesus. One with God is majority. Amen. A million people can be in a place, and 999,000 may have the heaven shut over them. And only one person has an open heaven. Your relationship with God is a personal one. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing God today? You do not go further than what you have heard. What have you heard? What has God told you? Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, run your own race. So yes, these two people decided they were running their own race, and see how they were rewarded for it. God said, but Joshua and Caleb have another spirit, but because they have that spirit, they fully obeyed me, they trust me, they will come into their inheritance. May you come into your own inheritance.
Amen.
But you must make up your mind today. I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm not going to believe what time is saying to me. I'm not going to believe what calendar is saying to me. I'm not going to allow the devil to curse me. The Bible says, he that believeth God does not make haste. I don't care how long it's taken. As long as I'm on the Lord's side, he is going to come through for me. No matter how long. The devil may want to show you options. He does that often. I say, why don't you settle for this? Why don't you settle for that? He's not going to want, heaven help those who help themselves. Heaven help those who help themselves. No, 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 no. That is not scriptural. He didn't come from the Bible. He came from the wisdom of man. But I made up my mind that my faith is not going to stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So press in into what God has for you. The Bible says they press. Luke 16:16. Everyone is pressing in into the word. So press in into what you believe. Regardless of contrary circumstances. Stick to the plan. Stick to God's plan for you. Stick to the word of promise that God has given unto you. If you do not compromise, you will celebrate. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. The 10 people had the word of God, but they were rebellious to it. They were stubborn. They hardened their hearts. They knew that God has done great things already in their lives. They refused to draw strength from and confidence from what God has done before. They provoked God to anger. Why? By their own belief. We must stop making God angry. We must start believing what He says. From today, as we pray, speak to God. You have heard His word today. Please pray concerning what you have heard, what God has spoken into your heart today. One thing about preaching the word of God is there is something that God wants to do, but He will first of all send forth His word. And that's why the Bible says He sent forth His word. His word healed them and it delivered them from destruction. So thank God for the word that He has brought today. He brought it today because you are about to enter a season of abundant harvest. So He has brought it to you so that you can hold on to the promise that He gave to you. You can hold on and be confident that He will bring it to pass in your life. You can stick with that word. Live by that word. What has God promised you, beloved? Tell Him today, the promise, Father, that you have promised me. Today, I make up my mind, I'm sticking with that promise, regardless of the challenge or the trials that's coming my way. I choose to believe you and not believe fear. I choose today to be a vaccine and not an infection. I choose to speak life and not death. Thank God for those promises. The Bible says He has given us great and precious promises. He has promised you. Are you dealing with situations in your health? He has promised healing. Is it your finances that is funny? He has promised to provide. Are you afraid that you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold? Are you afraid you will lose that business, lose that job? Are you afraid you will lose your family? He has promised never to leave you, nor to forsake you. Have you lost some things in life? He has promised that He will restore. The years that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmerworm have eaten, He said, I will restore unto you. Are you here and you just feel unloved and unaccepted? He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. In me you will find rest. In me the yoke is easy and the burden is light. Walk with me. Agree with me concerning your future, and I will bring it to pass. Thank Him for it. Now I want you, as a child of the living God, the one that God has given the inheritance of the earth, to command that devil to return and restore to you everything that he stole from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Call me to your prayer right now. What have you lost? Have you lost time? Have you lost opportunities? Have you lost health? What have you lost? Speak now and command those evil forces to restore to you what you have lost. Command them in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to this land where you are and command it to yield its increase to you. Speak to this land of Lagos. Wherever business that you are doing, whether you are a school teacher, school owner,
Whether you are a printer or a builder, whether you are a lawyer or a doctor, whether you are a nurse, whatsoever you are doing, speak to it right now and command it to yield this increase to you. Command it in the name of Jesus. Command it to yield this increase to you. Tell that business to yield this increase to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever lies that the devil has been telling you is all over. Tell him he cannot hold on again to your inheritance. What God has promised you is your own, and you are not handing over to the devil. No way. So he can't have your peace and he cannot have your joy. You are a child of the living God who owns heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. You cannot be denied. Let the forces of hell know that you are well able to own it. What have been your desires? The desires of your heart. Bring it to mind and speak to it and say, yes, I'm well and able to own it. I'm well and able to own my own business. I am well and able. Yes, to establish my own school. Well and able to establish my own business. Well and able to be a graduate. I am well and able. The devil cannot shortchange me. I refuse to settle for less than is God's best for me. It's not over in my life until God says it is. So devil, you cannot tell me it is over. I am well able to fulfill my dreams. I'm well able to hold on to what God has given unto me. I'm not letting it go. I'm well able to be married and to have children. I'm well able to find my marriage restored. I am well able. Glory be to Jesus. Because I'm not alone. One with God is majority. I have a stewardship responsibility. Satan, you can't have my family. Everyone in my family shall be saved. They shall come to know Jesus Christ. You can't have them. You can't take them to hell. So lose your hold right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and decree and declare. Can I hear a believing amen? Amen. Now go to seven people and tell them, I know today I am well and able. I'm 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 well and able. I will own my own house. I will own my own car. Hallelujah. I'm well and able to establish my own business. I'm well and able. I'm well and able. My story will end in praise. My suffering will end in glory. My frustration will end in celebrations. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands together for Jesus. As you have decreed, so let it be in your life in the name of Jesus. From today, it shall be an upward movement for you. You will not go down. Instead of a breakdown, you will have a breakthrough. Instead of confusion, you shall be enlightened. Instead of weakness, you shall be strengthened. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. God will send people to speak for you where you are voiceless. Mercy of God will speak for you. Favor of God will surround you this week. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.